This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
A presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply, Myrtle Creek's Music in the Park, getting started tonight. Ted Romas on. Good morning, Ted.
Good morning, Kyle. It's a beautiful day.
A beautiful day, and it's going to be a beautiful night for live music around Douglas County, and you are getting your series started tonight. Tell us all about it.
Well, that's right, Kyle. We begin our 34th year of celebrating Free Music in the Park, the longest-running concert series in Douglas County, tonight at 6 p.m. in Millsite Park. A group downstage review will be performing a patriotic tribute and a rousing USO show for our audience. That's an 11-member group out of Grants Pass. It's a show group, several costume changes, lots of entertainment. Be a lot of flag waving there, excuse me, and excitement for the audience. Really looking forward to it.
So talk about the venue and what else is going on down there at the park.
Well, the venue, as always, is Millsite Park, right smack in the middle of downtown Myrtle Creek at the only traffic light in town. Just got to go on down to Millsite Park and get on in there. The parking is free. There's no door. There's no cover. We do have our overall event sponsor, Lauren Young Tire Center, again this year. And tonight's performance is exclusively sponsored by Myrtle Creek Grocery Outlet. Music starts at 6. We have several vendors in the park, including Relished, which is a new gourmet hot dog trailer. Good Dog Bakery, Rainbow Butterfly Cotton Candy, and we have one other, Ed and Moe's Bowls and More. It will be there for the food and beverages on site. Also, the Elks will have their fried bread wagon open just across the parking lot. And we have several specials going on this evening. Angie Chris from Myrtle Creek Grocery Outlet will be there. Announcing hopefully the end of the Independence from Hunger campout campaign to get Tom off the roof of that 53-foot trailer. I believe they're almost have the truck full, and we're going to be hearing some more about that tonight. In addition to that, we'll be selling Myrtle Creek Summer Festival T-shirts and the opportunity for raffle tickets for the yurt, one-night stay at the yurt on the night of fireworks. Lots of activity in the park, and one more biggie. Douglas Public Health Network will bring their pop-up vaccination station to Myrtle Creek Millsite Park tonight, and will offer vaccines and continuation from, I understand, started at the Half Shell, a golden ticket opportunity offered by DSIPA for anyone who gets a vaccination during the music tonight. They'll be given a golden ticket to receive one free item for any of the food vendors on site.
So a lot going on this year, and for a lot of folks, the past year and a half almost, so many things were not happening. You were the first of the summer series to announce that, in fact, you were happening.
Well, we like to be out there in front as the longest-running free concert series in Douglas County.
And so talk about how many weeks do you go, and maybe mention some of the other groups?
Okay, we start tonight. We go for a total of 7 weeks. The only Thursday we do not have a performance is on July 22nd, which is the weekend of Summer Festival, which fills up all of Millsite Park and most of the rest of Myrtle Creek. So July 15th, New Age Phonograph is a duo, a very entertaining local duo that's coming out and about. I've been around a lot of wineries lately, and they're very entertaining. Put on a good show, a little comedy involved, and we're dark on July 22nd for Summer Festival. Then the ever popular local Eddie Ross Band will be with us on July 29th with his classic country and rock. August 5th is Mercy featuring Linda Day. They've been here several times out of Medford. Rock, soul, blues, and originals. Inner Limits out of Eugene, blues and rock on August 12th. August 19th, the trio Ronnie, Haley, and Rob from Portland. And the closer on August 26th is the other T.O.B., that other band. That's another show band from Roseburg, Portland area. They'll be closing out our show on August 26th.
So how long have you been involved in music in the park?
This is my 14th year.
Well, obviously a lot goes on behind the scenes. How early do you start kind of planning for the next season?
14 years, but I'm just trying to keep up with you, Kyle, regarding Riverside.
Well,
go ahead.
Well, no, but I mean, this is not something that you just put together in a few weeks. It sounds like a lot more effort.
No, and you know for sure as well. We start in about January, February, going out recruiting groups, doing our fundraising, because all of our monies to support Music in the Park comes from grants and donations and contributions and exclusive sponsorships, overall sponsorships, and so on. So it takes some time, but the earlier you get started, I have found, the less work it is when you get close to the crunch time of putting it all together.
Well, a lot going on, and Music in the Park in Myrtle Creek, a Thursday night opportunity for live music in the Umpqua Valley underway tonight. Soundstage review, and again, Ted, what time do you begin?
6 p.m. The music starts at 6. Come early. Bring your blanket, bring your family, bring your pets, dogs, kept under control and cleaned up after. We're fine with that, and have a good time. Enjoy the music.
All right, Ted Romas, thanks for being on this morning.
Thanks, Kyle.
8:40 and the Morning Conversation, a presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply.